good morning. Good morning, New York. It's Big Renzo, and it's all of us. This podcast coming to y'all, man, again. Back at it. Fifth episode. We upstate in New York.
19 July.
Yeah, you're trapping and working.
Trapping and working.
Trying to get back to this hotel now. Get some sleep.
July 19th. 1:16 in the afternoon, man.
Leaving the falls of Niagara.
Leaving Niagara Falls. Hey.
Yo, we went to Niagara Falls.
It was lit, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a nice little tour. Some history learned, you know, real quick. But, yeah, man.
The earth split right there. Fucking water shoots out of there now. Like, forever.
Forever.
It's just forever. Keep shooting water down.
Man, I wanted to get some souvenirs.
Like, where's all that water coming from, man?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How's it keep running all the time?
And I swear, we were like, in Canada as well at some point.
Had to, man.
Because, like,
I heard everybody's phone
service was low as shit.
Everybody's phone was like, hey, you're in fucking Canada, man.
Yeah, my phone was like, we're going to charge you 25% per minute.
Damn.
Airplane mode.
So it's like that.
It said, hey man, this part of Canada is covered, so don't worry about it. That's what
hey, it was spring. Crazy though. No souvenirs needed, but we all got a bag and some fucking
plastic flip-flops. Bags and some fucking flip flops.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh yeah.
Memories, you know, those.
Memories, man.
Those are gonna get
cool.
Signed. I'm gonna sign those.
Oh yeah.
I'm put them up.
Trapping with the flip flops.
We got the flip-flops from Niagara Falls. Legendary.
If you could go to any country, where would you go?
Me?
Yeah.
Any country?
Yep.
Man. I'd want to go over there where London's at.
Okay, like England.
Yeah.
Or UK.
Is that like the UK or something?
Yeah.
For sure.
Any country.
Any country. None specific.
Pardon my ignorance, but Africa's a continent.
Right.
We're open. Africa's a continent.
So is there anywhere specifically in Africa you would want to visit?
Anywhere in Africa.
Okay. I think that'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
What about you, Bobby?
I've always thought it'd be cool to visit Egypt.
Egypt? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not for sure. I would want to go too.
But I've always wanted to visit the Galapagos Islands too.
The islands?
The Galapagos Islands.
What's so unique about those? Right?
That's where Darwin, like, came up with his theory of evolution. And, like...
Really?
It's an island that was created entirely from, like, volcanic eruptions from under the water. It, like, erupted and created this island that was super fertile. So all these animals like sort of adapted to this island, but it was like a unique species. So this is where he came up with his theory of evolution because of the small genetic variances between animals on the mainland of South America and Galapagos Islands, like just off the coast.
That sounds crazy.
It is crazy. And it's where like the oldest turtles of all time live, like
oh wow.
Like so 150 people, years old and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that's lit.
That's crazy, right?
I would want to go too. It sounds mysterious.
Right?
That's a bucket list.
Right.
You said that's a myth?
That's a bucket list.
Oh, no, for real.
That goes on the bucket
that's
list.
That's a empty box right there. Dude.
Well, shout out to Bobby for the more you know, man. Because...
I mean, Egypt too.
Egypt too. It's just so,
that's
it's so old,
real hieroglyphs,
know?
Some real mummies.
It's so old. Like,
yeah.
It's older than anything we can imagine.
A pyramid. Like, hold on. Let me see the
like
real
how,
structure.
How? Tell me how that was fucking built.
Let me... Thousands of years
ago. How many
ago.
People did that take to build?
Like, what? People? And actually people?
Right.
Were they people?
Like, where are the bodies at of all those people?
Right.
That supposedly had to build the pyramids. They're not in the pyramids. Where are the bodies go?
They're in mounds. They're giants.
Yeah, just, I don't know, like, maybe they're in the blocks or something, I don't know.
In the blocks.
Maybe they're
in the sky.
Maybe they just disappeared.
right.
Then like, this guy just, like, where their bodies go?
You know what would be cool to go to? Jerusalem.
You know, it's just, or like, Israel. So sketchy there.
That, right, that sounds sketchy, but it sounds like,
I mean, you know, the Holy Land. Yeah, it is the Holy Land.
There's a reason.
I mean,
like,
yeah, supposedly it's like the center of the world, you know?
For real? Is it like near the equator or something?
I mean, I don't know. It's like
Jerusalem.
It's something to do with like the 36th degree or something like that. The 39th degree. On like a globe. It's like something to do with latitude and longitude. It's all sorts of weird shit.
Are y'all religious or spiritual?
I think we're
kind of both.
Gods of our own universe. We decide what level of spirituality and connection to the universe we want to have, I think. Like, if we want to attribute it to a higher power, that's fine. But I believe, like,
connecting with the earth?
Yeah. I think everything in general could be the higher power. Just the fact that anything exists at all is the higher power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the earth gives you what type of energy you give off. Like, if you give off positive energy, the earth will give you positive energy back.
Sometimes it throws shit at you, though. Like,
well, yeah, that's true.
I was the most positive I ever was my whole life around this time last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, around September, early September of last year.
Yeah.
And then after that, I got in a car wreck and, like, shit was, like, totally hit the fan. It was out of nowhere. And I was really super positive. Like, I felt like nothing could touch me. Just totally just kicked me down. It was wild.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And that's, like, when I had to get back surgery and stuff. Yeah, it's like a whole other thing.
Man, so, on the way back to the hotel, man, it's a 2-hour drive.
We got an hour left.
We kicking it in high gear. Bobby going crazy over here. Niagara Falls is lit. The future is bright.
It's hot.
I can't wait to go home.
You know, we got some, I don't even know, I ain't even gonna put a number out there, but a week or two left over here.
Yeah, like a week left, yeah.
A week left.
I think Lion King comes out today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think we're near any cinemas or anything.
I mean, I'm sure there's one within 20 miles, but I'm not going to go see it. I want to try to go see it with my niece.
Okay, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of other movies I wanted to watch.
Is there some other good ones out?
Yeah, like Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky.
I saw that one.
Oh, Toy Story 4 is out.
I saw that one too.
Child to Play. You know?
Saw that one. Y'all need to watch that movie, Somar.
Oh, yeah, Somar or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Keller, you're gonna have to get better at being my wingman. You're gonna have to practice that.
So, about then, I'm single, so.
Yeah.
Tells you how good I am.
Each other. Wingman each other.
At spitting game. At these women.
The key is to, like, know in your head that if you're a wingman, you're not pursuing them. So, like, the rules don't matter. There's no reason to be nervous. Because if you're not pursuing them, then it doesn't matter. That's why it's good to alternate who's wingman. That way there's never any confusion. That way there's no lack of confidence.
Yeah. He said alternate from wingman.
For sure.
No lack of confidence.
That's it. It's easy.
Just throw yourself out there, huh?
That's it. Because, like, if you're not actively trying to pursue, like, parties available, then the pressure's off,
mm-hmm.
and you're more confident, and it's easier to boost the person that you want to be the wingman for.
Right.
In my experience.
That's true.
But if you're talking, like, nervous because you're trying to hit on them at the same time,
no.
It's just not going to work out.
No, I'm just... I ain't gonna say I'm not good at talking to... I'm not good at approaching people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like straight up, face front.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, yeah. Hey, happy mad.
I never like to introduce myself like that, anyways. You know what I'm saying? But like, it could always be some funny things going on to make something go on. You know, a conversation strike.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker can make somebody laugh out of it. That's about it. So. We lit in this podcast, man. It's all of us, 2019, man.
Season one.
Middle of the motherfucking year. Crazy. It feels like it's already almost over.
Well, yeah, how
we're
is that?
Halfway it's so through. Crazy.
How the hell are we past halfway?
How have I lasted this long? It's crazy.
In 2019, y'all, it's about to be 2020. It's about to be a 2-0 at the end.
I'm about to turn 28.
Crazy.
You 27? Yeah. When you turn 28?
July 29th.
I just turned 27.
You just turned 27?
Yeah.
Crazy.
On June 8th. Me and my mom have the same birthday.
You and your mom did?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And one of my mom's aunt have the same birthday as all. So all three of us have the same birthday.
You and your mom and who?
Her aunt, one of her aunts.
That's weird.
Yeah. Crazy.
And one of her aunts. Crazy.
Wow.
So what sign?
Gemini.
So what month is 9 months before your birthday?
9 months before my birthday?
Yeah.
So my birthday is month number 6.
So September.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in your family like to fuck in September.
is that what's going on?
Yeah. That's what it sounds
so
like.
What about me in February?
You got a lot of family members born in February?
I mean, my birthday month is February.
Oh, so May. You're conceived in the spring.
Spring.
Oh, yeah. Hay fever, baby.
Hay fever, baby.
Are you into zodiac signs?
I'm like a Halloween baby.
You're a Halloween baby?
I was conceived on Halloween, probably.
Michael Myers.
Someone was role playing with me.
Crazy. Going crazy.
For sure. Somebody was wearing a mask when I was conceived.
Are you into zodiac signs?
I mean, I know about them and stuff.
So my whole thing on zodiac signs.
Sometimes some of the stuff lines up pretty well.
Everybody calls Gemini's devil child, devil kids.
My ex. The ex that just broke up with me to Gemini, I'll tell you what, she's pretty fucking, pretty different.
I don't think I'm the nicest person you ever meet.
But can you flip? Do you flip pretty easy though sometimes? Can you go from real cold, real hot kind of fast?
I can say I used to, I'm working on it.
But it is something that's happened in the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
My whole thing on it is I feel like it gives you a general idea of like who you are as a person or whatever, characteristic wise, but it doesn't give you in depthly, like, you know, everything about you, or if it's even halfway there. Like, it could be half of the things and there'll be other things that, you know, contribute to you being who you actually are, as right. In like, you can be a Pisces but raised by Leos,
right.
And have, you know, a different sign as a friend to, you know, help you evolve, basically, like give you different characteristics that a normal sign wouldn't just have.
And then there's like your internal sign and your external sign. Like, okay. It's how you feel on the inside versus how you act on the outside.
Right.
And then there's the whole thing of like you said, like who you're raised by.
Right.
Like who you're
I'm raised by Leos. Like, everybody in my house is like a Leo, except for my cousin and my little cousin.
And a lot of it has to just do with choice. You know, you choose like what attributes you want to put out. You know, but I think there are like these personality tests that are like more precise. Like, have you ever taken one of those? The Meigs Breyer personality test things.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty detailed and they're pretty interesting. They tell you a lot. Like, they go to, I think it's 16personalities.com or something. If you type it into Google, 16 personalities, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
And you just take this questionnaire, and it's pretty cool. It tells you about, like, what best suits your personality type, like, what kind of career would best suit you. It tells you, like, what people in history had the same kind of personality type. It's pretty interesting.
Lit.
You know what I want to do? I want to do one of those, those DNA tests from, like, you can get them at Walgreens or something.
Yeah, I've done those. I've done the Ancestry,
like,
one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's to go back in your, like, Ancestry,
right,
and all that.
Yeah. And, like, you're in your DNA to find out, like, you know.
Is it, like, percent-wise? Like, 1% this, 1%
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty
1%
cool.
This.
I think it's, like, $100 or something like that to go buy it in Walgreens.
They have promos every couple months that drop the price down to, like, $69.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Slack, we live in this bitch, man. It's All of Us Podcast 2019. Big Renzo. Letting everybody know.
Big Bad Super Bob.
We here, Slack.
Super Bob.
Big Bad Super Bob in the house, Cream Bob.
And it's about to be a wrap. Yeah.
It's about to be a wrap.
Jam it out.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Alright.
So we can close it out.
15 minutes?
Yeah, more, a little bit more.
So that's good. 15 plus intro, exit.
Yeah. So, we're going to close it out. I'm Kelly. That's Super Bob. And this is Lorenzo over there.
Big Renzo.
Follow us on Instagram at all_of_us_the_podcast. Follow us on social media. Hit us up. You can hit us up in a voice message. We're available on 6 platforms now. DM me and ask me about how to get us on Apple if you're on that platform. So yeah. Deuces.
Like, no.